This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to another episode of the 99 Names. I'm your host, Bilal Khan, and I'm here with Ammar Shukri, tagging along, going over what name today?
We are going over the name of Allah, Al-Haqq.
Al-Haqq. Not Al-Haqq.
Al-Haqq comes from the word Al-Haqq.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, cool. I thought that I was just throwing that out there.
Al-Haqq. Al-Haqq is the truth.
Okay.
And Allah is the truth. He is Al-Haqq. And so, for example, in Surah An-Nur, verse 25, Allah says, وَيَعْلَمُونَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقُّ الْمُبِينَ. And they know that Allah is Al-Haqq Al-Mubin.
Have we done Mubin?
No. And so Al-Mubin is one of the names of Allah as well.
Okay. Al-Mubin. Okay.
Now, there is a beautiful supplication that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made in the two authentic collections of Bukhari and Muslim.
Okay.
Ibn Abbas, his cousin, said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say, "Anta al-haqq wa qawluka haqq wa wa'duka haqq wa liqa'uka haqq wal jannatu haqq wan naru haqq wan nabiyyun haqq wa Muhammadun haqq." These are called the eight truths. So,
this is a hadith.
Yes, and this is a supplication. This is a praise that the Prophet ﷺ would make before supplicating.
Oh,
and
wow.
So he would say, "You are the truth, anta al-haqq."
Okay, so anta al-haqq.
You are the truth.
Okay.
Anta al-haqq wa qawluka haqq, and your speech is true, or your speech is the truth.
Qawluka
haqq
wa qawluka al-haqq.
وَقَوْلُكَ حَقٌّ
وَقَوْلُكَ حَقٌّ.
So you are the truth.
Yeah.
And your speech is true.
Okay.
وَقَوْلُكَ حَقٌّ وَوَعْدُكَ حَقٌّ. And your promise, your wa'd is true.
وَوَعْدُكَ
حَقٌّ.
Okay.
وَلِقَاءُكَ حَقٌّ. And meeting you,
لِقَاء,
is true.
وَلِقَاءُكَ
أُكَ حَقٌ.
Okay. So, what's wa'duka?
Your promise.
Promise, okay. Oh, wa'da.
Promise.
Okay. Gotcha. Your promise is true. What's liqa'uka?
Meeting you is true.
Meeting you, okay.
وَالْجَنَّةُ حَقٌ.
وَالْجَنَّةُ. So, the paradise is true.
وَالْنَّارُ حَقٌ.
وَالْجَنَّةُ.
وَالْجَنَّةُ حَقٌ.
Okay.
وَالْنَّارُ حَقٌ.
Okay.
والنبيون حق النبيون والنبيون حق. And the prophets are true and paradise is true.
So أنت الحق وقولك حق ووعدك حق ولقاؤك حق وجنة الحق والنار نارنا حق
والنار حق اها
والنار حق
والنبيون حق
والنبيون حق
ومحمد حق
ومحمد حق.
And this sequence is really beautiful because it starts off with Allah is the truth. And if Allah is the truth,
yeah,
then his speech is true.
So it's a logical progression of an idea.
And if his speech is true, then his promise, which is part of his speech, is true.
Okay.
And if his promise is true,
then meeting him is true.
Then meeting him is true. And which if his meeting promise. Him is true, then paradise and the hellfire are true. And if yeah. all of this is true, then the prophets are true.
Yes.
And what they said. And if the prophets are true, then Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is true.
That's dope.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
So
it's interesting because when you break it down, it's making sense because you're just taking.
And what
logical...
I like is that the prophets are true. Then the prophets are true in what they said about Allah, and in what
it's
they
self-fulfilling,
and what they foretold about the upcoming prophet, who is Muhammad.
Sallallahu
he's true. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Mm.
Okay, and so this du'a is called. Some have called it the eighth truth. I don't want you to think that this is like branded as the eighth truth or anything like
so
that.
But
some
one,
have
two, called it 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, got it.
That being said, the takeaway from this name, Allah being Al-Haqq, Allah loves the truth and He loves the people of truth. And so, if I am a person of truth or not.
So, would it be safe to say that this is something that one can also try to embody, right? The idea that if Allah is truthful, He loves those who are truthful. He loves those whose speech is truthful. He loves those who fulfill their promises. He loves those.
Absolutely.
And all of that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Allah loves the truth. He loves supporting the truth. He loves the people of truth. Now, my question is,
وَمُفُونَ بِأَحْدِهِمْ إِذَا أَحَدُوا. And those who make their covenants, they fulfill them.
Absolutely. Am I a person who lives the truth? Am I a person who loves the truth? Am I someone, you know, a person who loves the truth? Imam Shafi'i says, I never debated anyone except that I hoped that they were the ones who were correct.
Mm.
Why? So that I could submit to the truth when I hear it.
I see.
You see?
So it wasn't to prove the other person wrong, but more so to genuinely seek the truth and knowledge.
And if any,
so it was less a debate, it was more a discussion to deeper understand. Dude, that's a really good mindset to go into a...
He says, I never debated anybody. This is something that's consistent. Except that he wishes that that person is the one who's correct. Why? So that I could submit to the truth. Am I a person who loves to submit to the truth? Am I, if I lose an argument, but I came to the truth, am I happier that I came to the truth? You see a story like someone like Salman al-Farisi, who was a consistent seeker of truth. Am I someone who's willing to sacrifice for the truth? Is the truth more beloved to me than everything else?
Mm.
And so, being a person who loves the truth, am I a person who lies? Am I a person who is two-faced? Am I a person who doesn't live in accordance with the truth? All of that goes against this concept of Allah Azza wa Jal being al-Haqq. Allah is al-Haqq and He loves and supports the people of al-Haqq.
So, in other words, if there's a simple thing, be honest. Be truthful. Be true to yourself. Be true to others.
And hence the Prophet ﷺ says about truthfulness, he says, إِنَّ صِدْقَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِّ. He said, truthfulness leads to righteousness. And righteousness leads to paradise.
Mm. One of the names of Allah you mentioned before, is al-Barr. Al-Barr. Is that related to al-Birr?
We are going to get to that.
Okay.
Do not rush the guns. That is another video coming very soon.
Okay.
We'll cover al-Barr, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.